Hello, my name's Homer Sykes. I'm a photographer. I'm recording this in my office in Merton, deep in suburban South London. It's 2019. So, what does photography mean to me? I've been documenting Britain for 50 years. It's dominated my life. Not a day goes by when I'm not thinking about my personal work, the magazine work I used to shoot, and now my British archive. A collection of about 20,000 content-rich, tightly edited images, primarily about British society. These date from the very late 1960s through to the present. But to start at the beginning, I was a schoolboy photographer, and in the lower six I discovered you could do photography at college. I applied to several and found myself at the London College of Printing and Graphic Arts. It's now called the London College of Communication. And it was there I met the magnum photographer, David Hearn, and through him, the photographer Ian Berry, and the photographer, author, and photo historian, and magazine editor, Bill Jay. They were to point me in the direction I was to follow. I had become enamoured by the work of Cartier-Bresson and Robert Frank. I loved the black and white street photography of Lee Freelander, Burghausel, Bruce Davidson, and co. Of course, I loved the magnum humanitarian photographer's work. And I also became aware of Bert Hardy and Thurston Hopkins, two great English picture post photographers. I came across these men's work in Creative Camera and Album magazine, both edited by Bill Jay. So it was during the second year at college I decided that I would become an editorial magazine, a news feature photographer, which is exactly what I did pretty much constantly for the next 35 years. But I always kept my own projects on the go. And in 1977, I published my first book, Once a Year, Some Traditional British Customs. This is a series of photographs of annual events that take place on one particular day each year and are unique to those villages and small market towns up and down the country. Dowie Lewis republished that body of work in 2016 with 52 new pictures from the same 1970s take from customs that now no longer take place. Also during the 70s and 80s, I was working on a much broader project about British society, the have and have-nots, the top hat versus cloth cap aspect of Britain that was so obviously prevalent at the time. Dewey Lewis published My British Archive, The Way We Were, 1968 to 1983 last year. By the mid-1990s, things were changing. Commentators were talking about something called the World Wide Web. The internet was becoming to grow in our awareness. No one could predict the changes that it would bring to the way we all did everything. Bill Gates of Microsoft defined this new digital era in a 1996 essay entitled Content is King. This was anathema to many photographers, but if you had the energy to embrace this new epoch, I did, and the content to make it worth your while, I knew I had. I felt I could and would be able to make my British archive prosper into the 21st century. I was determined that it should. So people ask, are you still shooting? And I say, yes, of course. I'm working on a big new book project. So what does photography, and primarily documentary photography, mean to me? It's been an all-consuming passion. I've made a great living. I've met some amazing people. I've been to some wonderful places. I've been incredibly privileged. Thank you.